News Talk 1110, KBD News Time, 5 minutes after five. Good evening. I'm Dennis Shaw, right along with Kelly Blyer. Kelly's in the newsroom. She's got Central Oregon News, and it's brought to you by Max Muscle. When are you going to stop putting off feeling good? Good evening, Kelly.
Thanks so much, Dennis. Well, we were warned that some winter weather was heading our way, and we got it. Mark Thibodeau with the Weather Channel says it's a unique system, and we have not seen the worst of it.
Part of a series of low pressures that we've really been tracking across the Pacific. We're going to see one come in today. There might be another one coming in at some point next week. But the one we deal with now looks to be the most serious in the short term. We'll get a chance to sort of quiet down a little as we head into Sunday, but it's going to stay kind of cool around here. Temperatures are going to be in the 30s a lot of the weekend during the day, 20s at night, and that's going to ensure that we do have some slick roads around here.
Thibodeau says the heavier snow will fall to the north and west of Bend, and there could be pockets that won't get any snow at all. He says there is another front coming in by Tuesday, but it looks to be more rain than snow. Students at Mountain View High School and Ensworth Elementary in Bend were without power when they arrived at school this morning, but it's since been restored. Power was out for an hour and a half at Mountain View and less than 15 minutes at Ensworth. Stephanie Curtis with the Bend Lapine School District says they learn to adjust in these situations.
Obviously, student safety is their number one priority, and so the majority of our parents work during the day, so unless we can get 100% contact, we try not to send kids home once they're already en route to school. So that is one of the policies that we really try to hold true to.
Power was restored by 9:15 this morning. It's believed a downed power pole knocked out the power. The police scanners lit up this morning as the season's first big snow hit Central Oregon. Deschutes County Sheriff Larry Blanton says road crews were out in force, but they had a very large area to cover.
Oh, yeah, the county road crews are out. The ODOT road crews are out. A lot of times they have difficulty getting through the traffic to get their job done, but they're doing the best they can, and there's lots of rural and state highways to cover with the limited resources we got, but we're doing the best we can.
One tricky spot in Central Oregon, of course, is Lava Butte, and Blanton reminds drivers that it's only 500 feet lower than the Santee Am Pass. Bend police are also urging you to slow down and allow for the conditions. A judge and jury have spoken, and Stephen Blalock will spend at least the next 25 years in prison for the murder of his wife. He was sentenced to life in prison on Thursday and won't be eligible for parole for 25 years. After his sentencing, Blalock called our news partner, News Channel 21, and talked with reporter Mackenzie Wilson. He insisted his defense was the truth.
My story will never change, Mackenzie. My story is not a story, it is fact. I'm sorry, but it is. Her friends know this. They're the ones that aren't going to be able to sleep at night. They know. They know that all this went on. They know about the attack.
Blalock spoke to News Channel 21 against the wishes of his attorneys. Lab tests from a current meningococcal case show that they are of the same strain as two other cases earlier this year in Crook County. Crook County has seen four cases this year, which is unusual. Right now, 20-year-old Stephanie Mullen is in critical condition at St. Charles Bend. Crook County spokesperson Karen Yergain says in all the cases in Crook County, the people affected had a bad head cold or serious cough within 2 weeks prior to the meningococcal onset, and they've seen a high number of upper respiratory illness in the greater Prineville area this year.
The rawness and irritation that can cause in the throat and nasal passages are one of the cofactors that can allow this bacteria to get into a person's bloodstream rather than just staying in their throat and not causing any problems. So we're suspicious that just the number of other respiratory illnesses that we're seeing in our area is increasing that potential risk for somebody actually becoming ill with a meningococcal.
Yergain says with this C strain, people are able to get a vaccine to prevent it. And she also says a flu shot can help so people can avoid getting the upper respiratory problem that could make them more susceptible. And Mount Bachelor got a foot of new snow overnight, and they just announced that the Nordic Center will open tomorrow and Alpine operations will start up on Wednesday. They are discouraging hikers from coming out right now, though. They say snowcats are on the hills, and with the low visibility, their drivers may not be able to see you. There is no ski patrol right now, so if you get hurt, you are on your own. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.